Today's No Sweat News. Here it is for you, Gots.
Love it.
We're going to start with free beer.
Yeah.
You know what's getting, you know what's better than getting drunk? Getting drunk for free.
Absolutely.
And Miller Lite has just announced that this Saturday, February 29th, they are celebrating Leap Day by giving everyone a free 24-pack of Miller Lite.
There you go. Love it.
You buy the case, you send them your receipt, they refund the cost to you on PayPal.
Wow. Buy the case, send the receipt, refund on PayPal.
I don't see any trickery in this.
Yeah, right? What's the catch?
I don't think there's a catch.
And it's on Saturday?
Saturday is Leap Day.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got PayPal. Gods, you don't have PayPal. You have an abacus.
I got to use your PayPal. Yeah.
Gots has some pals that sometimes pay. That might be the only catch.
Yeah. Case of beer they couldn't spring for the 30-pack?
Oh, yeah. See, they just got to find a reason to
right?
poke holes in.
Come on, man.
Right.
Beggars can't be choosers.
There it is.
It's 24 free beers.
Dateline a mobile home park in Minnesota for story number two. You know it's going to be good if it's a mobile home park.
Oh, yeah.
Where Stacy's parents called because she was not allowed to be in their mobile home park.
Why?
So Stacy's parents called police on their own daughter because she wasn't allowed in the trailer park.
She thought it was unseemly? Just because it's a trailer park?
No, she was banned from the trailer park.
Oh. That's pretty hard to do.
If you're banned from the trailer park, you have behavioral issues.
You've made some decisions that maybe weren't all the best. And this is how it worked out. When cops got there, they asked where the young lady was, and her father said, "Oh, she's safe. She's hiding in my gun safe." Now, here's a fun fact about most of the gun safes made. They're airtight.
Oh, no. She's going to suffocate.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the police realized.
Poke some holes in that.
Took them 10 minutes to pry the front door of the gun safe.
Wow.
And when they found her, she was crouching, sweating, and very pale.
Jeez.
If you get banned from a trailer park, might be a good idea to stay away.
Right. Just keep your ass out of there, honey.
That's a crazy story.
Dateline Japan for story number three, Tokyo to be exact. The name of the guy who will decide if the Olympics actually happen this year. You see, the coronavirus may cancel the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Because with a pandemic going around, it's probably a bad idea to gather the world's greatest athletes in one place to share it with each other.
I don't think they should be hosting that one.
It's being held in China. Yeah, it's
Japan.
Tokyo. Is it Tokyo? Okay.
I mean, we all heard what happens in the Olympic Village, let alone.
God.
Anyway.
That's like a scene at Caligula that wrote that Olympic Village.
The man who will decide and announce whether or not the Olympics are canceled, Richard Pound, says he's monitoring the situation.
Rich, let me help you out with that decision.
Wait a second. No, that's not... His name is Dick Pound.
Oh,
my gosh.
He's on the IOC. He's been on the committee for 25 years, and the memes write themselves with this one.
Dick Pound.
Dick Pound lays the hammer down on pulling out of the Olympics.
Oh, that's great.
Dick Pound shafts the dreams of Olympians.
Oh. Keep them going.
Now, it's only dirty if you're an American, because if you're in other countries, his name is Richard Kilogram. And it's really not a big deal.
Well, look, I mean, Dick Pound just has to take this decision and just, you know, nice and smooth, you know, just very basic motions. And then what I would suggest with Dick Pound is, you know, ramp up the intensity a little bit until finally an explosive ending and decision gets made with a big climactic and smart decision.
Perhaps a cigarette after?
Yeah.
Right.
Perhaps.
Some paper towels.
We're giving that guy the gold just for his name.
We hope that Mr. Pound makes the right decision.
Hey, pal.
That's today's No Sweat News. It was sponsored by Audible. Get started at audible.com.
dumb name.
We'll be right back.
Dick Pound.
His name is Dick Pound.
Go by Ricky.
What do you want me to do?
You're going by Dick Pound? Choose Ricky. Ricky Pound. Dick Pound's making the call on the Olympics.
That is a ballsy call on Dick Pound's parents' behalf. I mean, they knew their last name was Pound, and they went with Richard anyway.
Man.
Yeah. His parents had lots of cojones.
They had balls.
Can you imagine that kid growing up?
Whoa. He got annihilated.
Annihilated.
Yeah, he did.
But at some point, his skin got so thick.
That's true.
I mean, he can take anything.
I bet you he has a good sense of humor that...
He had a good pounding is what he had.
No. No, no, no.
No?
No.
All right.
I don't even know what's radio friendly right here on this one.
No, that's his name. His name is Richard Pound.
Name is Dick Pound.
And Dick Pound.
He does go by Dick Pound. Mm-hmm. He does go by that.
All right. Dickie Pounds. Just look at your decision.
Well, you know what? As they always say, when Dick Pound walks in the room, stand erect and make sure that you give him the proper attention.
Full salute.
That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you for Black Keys tickets on Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.